Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has agreed to delay former President Trump's impeachment trial. Opening arguments are to begin the week of February 8th in a trial Schumer says is crucial, even though Trump is no longer in office.
The January 6th insurrection at the Capitol, incited by Donald J. Trump, was a day none of us will ever forget. We all want to put this awful chapter in our nation's history behind us. But healing and unity will only come if there is truth and accountability.
Schumer says the delay gives both sides time to prepare while the Senate works on cabinet nominations and the coronavirus relief bill. The House is still due to formally deliver the impeachment charge to the Senate on Monday. There continues to be a major gulf between how many COVID-19 vaccine doses have gone to states and the number of people to actually get vaccinated. The CDC reports only about 50% of the available shots have been given so far, as Will Stone reports.
It's a confusing national picture, with governors in some states like West Virginia, Georgia, and New York clamoring for more supplies. And many who oversee vaccine distribution say they still don't know week to week exactly what they'll be getting. Meanwhile, more than half of states have now opened up vaccine eligibility to people over 65. Jennifer Nuzzo is at Johns Hopkins University.
We're going to have to shift, at least in part, away from this sort of slow, stepwise work of trying to schedule high-priority individuals to more of a mass vaccination approach.
A recent national survey finds more than half of Americans don't know exactly when or where they'll get vaccinated. For NPR News, I'm Will Stone.
Today is the anniversary of the world's first coronavirus lockdown in the Chinese city of Wuhan. Since then, more than 2 million people have died worldwide, more than 414,000 in the United States alone. The Senate Finance Committee unanimously advanced Janet Yellen's nomination to be Treasury Secretary. NPR's Scott Horsley reports a vote by the full Senate is expected Monday.
Yellen has already led the Federal Reserve and served as a top White House economist in the Clinton administration. While Republicans on the Finance Committee expressed some differences with her policy positions, no one questioned her qualifications. If confirmed by the full Senate, Janet Yellen will be the 78th Treasury Secretary and the first woman to lead the department. She's already matched the first secretary, Alexander Hamilton, in scoring her own hip-hop musical tribute.
It only took a couple centuries, the first female secretary of the Treasury.
The public radio program Marketplace commissioned that number from the artist Dessa. As secretary, Yellen would serve as the administration's point person in addressing the economic fallout from the coronavirus pandemic. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
And this is NPR News. Canada is considering more coronavirus travel restrictions. Dan Karpinchuk reports that Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says his government may impose a two-week hotel quarantine for returning travelers.
Trudeau used his strongest language yet after it was revealed that 1 million Canadians traveled overnight during the Christmas holiday season. He said he knows it's been tough, but urged them to hang on for another few months. Health experts have called for tougher travel restrictions. Police enforcement of quarantine restrictions would come on top of the recent rule that travelers must have a negative COVID-19 test 72 hours before boarding a flight to Canada.
Baseball icon Hank Aaron is being remembered as one of the greatest and most powerful hitters in baseball history. Aaron died in Atlanta Friday morning at the age of 86. NPR's Tom Goldman reports on his career, which included the breaking of Babe Ruth's home run record.
From 1954 to 76, Hank Aaron was a dominant and consistent presence in Major League Baseball. All but two seasons were spent with the Milwaukee and then Atlanta Braves. He was most valuable player in 1957, but truly became a national figure on an April night in 1974.
Fastball is a high drive into deep left center field. Buckner goes back to the fence. It is gone.
With that home run, Aaron broke the all-time record held by the legendary Babe Ruth. In the lead-up to that moment, Aaron, an African-American, had endured thousands of racist letters and taunts. He once said they only made him more determined. Hank Aaron is being remembered today not just for his on-field skills, but also his humility and decency.
I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.